Hey, it's Danielle here, back for another episode of Bunch of Books. And today, I'm giving you a bunch of childhood favourites, ones that enchanted and delighted some of us as little people. I've asked around and these seem to be some of the top picks. I just had to introduce this segment with Paul Jennings. Listeners may know Paul Jennings from his debut publication, Unreal, back in 85, but my pick comes from 2006, specifically his Weirdest Stories collection. Always funny, adventurous, and weird. Check out his latest book release from January called The Lorikeet Tree. A standout from my childhood was Australian author Deborah Abella's Max Remy Super Spy. Max is 12 and hates almost everything except Alice Crane, a fictional character they have invented. But when Max is sent to the country to stay with her auntie and uncle, she discovers there is a real spy agency with a real-life Alex Crane fighting some all-too-real baddies. Love the sarcastic humour and adventure in this one. Third is Morris Gleetzman's Worrywarts. Set in far north Queensland, in what many would consider to be a tropical paradise, Worrywart Keith is finding it hard to settle in. One of my personal Gleetzman faves, which is also a funny and daggy play. Goosebumps is another classic that you may remember by R.L. Stine. The Goosebumps series is a collection of horror fiction novels where the tween and teen protagonists find themselves in scary situations, often involving the supernatural and paranormal. A personal favourite is The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb. Finally, I want to offer you the Trixie Belden series created by Julie Campbell Tatham and later written under the pseudonym Catherine Kenny. This series, published in 1948, followed girl detective Trixie Belden, the antithesis of Nancy Drew, as she solved mysteries in her hometown. That's all for this week, but I'll be back soon for another bunch of books.